KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
And we welcome you into the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning. Tegan Trehune, your host today. Happy to be joined in the studio by representatives of House of Mara. We'll get to them here in just a moment, but want to say thank you to our sponsors who make it possible to bring you the Talk of Emporia each and every week. They include Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, open on Sundays with a special menu featuring some classic Bobby D's favorites, along with some of Bobby D's chef's creative culinary creations. They'll see you this Sunday at Bobby D's, and by Newman Regional Health, quality health care close to home. That's Newman Regional Health. Well, representing the House of Morrow here today on the Talk of Emporia, we are happy to have founder and director Dion Morrow in studio. Dion, good to see you as always.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
Absolutely. Always happy to have you in here. We also have Lindsay Garcia joining us as well. And Lindsay, always happy to see you as well.
Yeah, you too, Tegan.
Well, thank you so much. We also have Nadia Qureshi joining us in here in the studio. And Nadia, I don't remember, this one of the first times we've had you on Talk of Emporia.
I think so, at least for House of Mara. I'm excited to be here.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad to be able to have, I guess, a first-timer in this particular arena. It's always a good time. Now, my biggest rule, have fun.
Always.
Have fun. That's what we're here for. We're here to have a good time. And speaking of a good time, there is a pretty cool event coming up here next month, very quickly, actually. I say next month, but really it's in like 2 weeks with how fast things are moving by here. As Dion, I understand you guys have a drag show that's coming up for the community. When, where, and we'll get to the why a little bit later.
Yeah, it's called Drag is Art, and I will pitch this to Nadia. She's been doing a lot of great work with this, and she knows all the details.
Absolutely. So House of Mara is proud to present Drag is Art on Friday, December 5th at the Emporia Granada Theater. Doors are going to open at 7:30 p.m., and showtime runs until 10 o'clock. And we are excited to feature some standout performers from the Kansas area, including Emporia's own Q, who's been on RuPaul's Drag Race, Evie, Casey Sunshine, and Irox.
Very good. So let's talk a little bit about the cost of this. What is the ticket price going to be like for anybody that wants to attend this show?
Yes, great question. General admission tickets are going to start at $20, and VIP tickets range up to $125. VIP will also have early access at 7 o'clock is when doors open for them, as well as two drink tickets, complimentary with the purchase of their ticket.
And is there any access to the performers before the show or anything like that?
Absolutely. VIP ticket holders will have the opportunity to have their photos taken with the performers prior to the show starting at 8 o'clock.
So now this is running in conjunction with Emporia's First Friday, correct?
That is correct. We will be kicking everything off as the activities and fun conclude from the Emporia First Friday Art Walk, and hope to see as many people as possible joining us at the Granada Theater.
Dion, was this kind of a deliberate thing, you know, teaming up with First Friday, at least, you know, kind of running this event in conjunction anyways with them, to maybe help catch a few other people who maybe didn't know about it beforehand?
Absolutely. I think we want to give give space to First Friday because they do such a good job, and we're both wanting to promote the arts here. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to step on any toes. We want to give them their space and make sure that everybody that's participating is getting their full amount in that space.
Absolutely. You mentioned, obviously, art, and this is really a question for everybody around the table, and I'll kind of get all your perspectives. But, you know, I think a lot of people, let's be honest, a couple years ago, drag was a hot-button topic. Some people had certain opinions of drag and what it means for individuals who attend and things like that. I think those have been dispelled pretty well. I think people have actually gotten the firsthand experience that it's just about fun. It's an evening of fun. But talk about the art that goes into it, because a lot of these individuals, actually, to my knowledge, almost all the individuals who are in drag, they do their own costuming, their own makeup, they do their own routines and things like that. It seems like it encompasses almost every medium of art that you can think of, Dion.
Yeah, and it's when you look at what they're able to do and the time that they're able to do it and create such a atmosphere around their art, it's everybody benefits from it, and you can learn so much. There's whatever we have on stage for this next couple hours is you dwarf that in the preparation. So they're they're prepping weeks ahead. They're mm-hmm. they're figuring out how I'm going to walk out to this. How can I portray what I need to communicate to our mm-hmm. community? And I think that's what art's about, is communication. And this is another way of really communicating who they are, what they need, and what they would like to see.
Lindsay, I want to bring you in on that point. You know, Dion talks about the preparation just to go out there and communicate. You, a poet, a very accomplished poet, by the way, recently published book, just a little round of applause right there. Yes, absolutely. Published author, you know, you understand when you go out and read and perform, you have to convey it in a certain way, whether it's your tone, your movements, whatever it may be. How relatable is that to the performance art that is drag?
Yeah, I think any performance art requires the fulfillment of a persona. So you really have to prepare and understand who you are going out there as. And I think drag is a really unique opportunity to be able to do that. And these performers, I mean, it's not just going out and being in drag. It is mm-hmm. dancing. It is lip syncing. It is their costuming. It is their makeup. There are so many facets of art that go into it. And they start now, and they are not done until, you know, probably the day after, when they're decompressing from the event. So it's a lot of buildup. The show is the big finale, but then, you know, we've got the photography, we've got how we are presenting all of this on social media, how they're going to present it on social media. Like every type of art is involved. We're communicating from now through, well, probably forever if we keep this going.
Nadia, I want to get your perspective on this too, but a specific question I have for you, I'm going to save for our next segment here, because I think they go more hand in hand, and everybody understand what I mean by that a little bit later on. But bringing you into the conversation here on the Drag is Art, I mean, being able to do this for really the community outside of when we would typically see an event like this in Emporia, i.e. Pride Month, things like that, how important is it to be able to provide this kind of style of art and performance to the community in a not-so-typical time frame?
I mean, we would say that that's incredibly important, because drag and that style of performance and expression and artistry is not, you know, consolidated to one month during Pride Month. So we're really excited to be able to showcase Drag is Art throughout the season, bringing it in right before the holidays, giving people something to look forward to during this time, especially during, you know, the high stress season mm-hmm. of getting through those winter holiday months. So I think it's a really great thing that we are celebrating and having Drag is Art in December as well. So that way we can keep the spirit of expression and art moving all through the year.
I remember when we had the first Pride drag show in town about 4 or 5 years ago, we had an intern that was working for us who had never been exposed to that before. And I said, hey, do you want to come with me to the drag show and kind of see how we cover these kinds of events? And he goes, I've never been to one. Like, what do I wear? And I was like, just show up as you are, you know, just show up as you are. It's all about fun. I said, but let me tell you, it's something you're never going to forget. And, you know, we still stay in contact. He hasn't worked for us for about 4.5 years, but we still stay in contact. And he brings that up very frequently. You know, it made quite the impression on him for a variety of reasons. It can be a little jarring at first. It can be surprising, but it's all about fun. And Dion, you know, one of the things I think goes hand in hand with House of Morrow is you guys are always trying to provide fun activities for the community to engage in these different forms of art. How does this, you know, kind of fit into, you know, some of the other programs that you guys are provided? Because we know, you know, you've done school related work, you've done the murals, you know, all these different kinds of things. How does this kind of fit into that list of programming?
I think it's one of those things where we try to create spaces for people that may not be as heard as they need to be. Mm-hmm. And I think this is an opportunity to really put them on a pedestal. Like, hey, this is – you're part of our community. We want to know how we can communicate and mm-hmm. how we can work together. And this is just one of those ways where we can put that in front of people.
It's a state of philosophy.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about that philosophy. Before I do, we'll go ahead and take a quick break here on the Talk of Emporia. When we come back, we'll continue highlighting the upcoming Drag is Art. Excuse me, I wrote it wrong on my paper. I trapped myself there. Drag is Art by House of Morrow, coming up on December 5th, 8 p.m. at the Granada Theater. Tickets currently on sale and available?
Correct.
Okay. If you want to find more information on that, visit houseofmorrow.com. org. And Talk of Emporia will be back right after this timeout, being brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
Newman Regional Health reminds you that November is Diabetes Awareness Month. Do you know the signs of diabetes? Symptoms like fatigue, blurry vision, frequent thirst, or increased urination can be early indicators. Spotting these signs early can help you take control before complications arise. Early detection matters. Take the first step toward better health today. Visit NewmanRH.org or call 620-343-2376 to learn more. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event. 342-1990.
Good morning. Chuck Samples, KVOE News, with local news headlines today, brought to you by Tracy Edwards and Jake Scott, Platinum Financial Solutions, Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Still some details yet to be sorted out after a rather significant crash that developed southwest of Emporia around 5:15 to 5:20 this morning. Five vehicles involved, as many as 12 people observed for potential injuries on site, none of them going to hospitals afterward. We're continuing to following the story and also the traffic flow that's resulted from this, with a significant detour in place since about 5:30 this morning. Details at KVOE and KVOE.com. Regional Development Association of East Central Kansas approving yet another letter of support, this time regionally, in hopes of bringing a new nuclear reactor to the area. Part of the meeting today. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture has issued an animal health alert for a potentially lethal virus in horses. Details at 12:05 this afternoon. Headlines today brought to you by Tracy Edwards and Jake Scott, Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC.
The Ramsey Show. Pay off debts, build wealth, and find financial peace. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 5 on KVOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning, Tegan Trehune joined in the KVOE studios by our friends of House of Morrow. We have founder and executive director Dion Morrow, Lindsay Garcia, and Nadia Qureshi all joining us here in studio today as we are talking Drag is Art, an upcoming drag show event December 5th at the Emporia Granada Theater. The show starts at 8 o'clock, but if you get one of the VIP tickets, $125, it's well worth the money, let me tell you, because you get early access to drink tickets and you'll have some opportunities to engage with the performers as well, including Emporia's own Q, star of RuPaul's Drag Race, just a recent season there, packed out the Granada Theater actually to watch an episode of Drag Race with their hometown, so that was a pretty cool experience. Can't wait to have Q back in town for this event, again, coming up December 5th. And before we went to our first break, Dion, we were talking a little bit about philosophy, and really how this is a part of the philosophy of House of Morrow. One of the things you said is it's all about creating space for all people. And I think that can't be understated, especially in today's climate where there is a lot of divisiveness still. Yep. People have issues, you know, sometimes seeing things from a different perspective, or I think that the fear of the new, for lack of a better term, is higher than it's been in years past. You know, people are scared to go out and try new things or give it a different perspective into things because, you know, it can be jarring and it can be a bit intimidating at times because you don't know what's the atmosphere going to be like. What are the people going to be like there? If you're ever going to try something new, though, I mean, this is the place to do it because it's such a warm and welcoming environment.
Absolutely. I think House of Morrow, we believe that there's opportunity to create space for better understanding. Mm-hmm. And if you can understand somebody, you can walk a mile in their shoes. It's kind of hard to hate somebody like that. You
sure.
know? And proper communication, we want to, as a community, like Nadia was saying, like, people in this demographic are these people year-round, and mm-hmm. we shouldn't consolidate it to 1 year. They're part of our community. They're our neighbors.
Yeah.
And the better we understand how to properly cater to their needs makes our community better as a whole.
Well, I think if you really want to look at the character of individuals involved in drag, look at what they do when they do drag readings. You know, they read to children in their full regalia. And I think some people took umbrage with that because they thought it was a sign of indoctrination or whatever term you want to use. To me, that's community service. I mean, you're going and promoting literacy. Mm-hmm. You're just not doing it in what some people would consider to be a traditional sense. So I think sometimes our personal opinions on factors that really don't factor in to the talking point, I think sometimes they can obscure our view. How do you feel about that?
I feel like, just like you were saying, it does kind of get, since it's not traditional,
sure,
we're afraid of it. And this is an opportunity to be open, hear mm-hmm. what they're trying to say, and then understand where they are in our situation.
And I want to be clear. I'm not talking from a high pedestal because there are things that people want me to try. I'm against it because it's new. I totally understand that hesitancy. I mm-hmm. don't want anyone to think I'm talking down on anyone from a higher, cloud nine or anything like that. But, I mean, I would argue myself, I feel I'm more open-minded in some regards, but there's certain things I don't want to do, mm-hmm. and I can understand that. But, I mean, in that same mindset, if you just give it a chance or give it a try, I mean, do you guys feel like if people just say, I don't want to, I mean, is that really anything bad?
No, I think you're entitled to making your decisions about your life and how you want to go about it. But sure. I think it's I don't think it's fair to not even hear somebody out.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe, and Lindsay's been nodding here with this conversation point, I kind of want to bring her thoughts in it, because if anybody is used to in a high subject of probably input from outside sources, it's a poet, it's an author. Kind of like what Dion was saying is, you know, you shouldn't judge or, you know, say no to something simply because you don't like it or you don't feel this way. I think I can understand people not wanting to participate in something that they don't feel comfortable participating in. I get it. I do that all the time. Again, I'm not trying to speak above anybody else. I do that frequently. But at the same time, I mean, is it fair for people to offer opinions that are uneducated, for lack of a better term? If, you know, somebody gives you a critique on your poetry, but they've never read your poems or your books, I mean, is it fair for them to offer that advice or to offer that opinion if they haven't experienced it?
I think they're going to anyway.
Sure.
And I think many artists, you know, we do our art because we have to do our art. We're not doing it for anybody else. Mm-hmm. And that is across all mediums. And, you know, you never know until you try. I don't know how many people I've run into at poetry readings saying, wow, this is my first poetry reading. I didn't think I was going to like it. Mm-hmm. I ended up really liking it. And then, you know, maybe you hear back from them saying that they are trying to write poetry now, or they just did their first reading. And I think the same thing applies here, where you don't know if you're going to like it or not if you don't try.
Sure.
So come on out, be brave, be bold. You know, we're here to have fun.
Well, and that sometimes opens the door for conversation and enlightenment. I mean,
yeah.
You may go to a drag show and say, yeah, not for me, but, you know, why do you do this? Why do you do that? I mean, I've always said that just because you entertain something or you entertain the idea of something doesn't mean you necessarily agree with it. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But, I mean, I feel like you make a fair point there, is sometimes you might discover it's not what you thought it was.
Mm-hmm. And I think no matter what, it's still less scary after you've experienced
sure.
it. Sure. Even if it's not your cup of tea, at least you know now.
Yeah, you know that there's nothing really bad going on.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe it's your new favorite cup of tea, you know?
Hey, we all like a good cup of tea. I'll say that much. But, you know, I like that you bring that up, though. And, you know, my chosen medium, I do art. I do physical art, painting, things like that. I love doing comic book things. And I've had people say to me before, they go, well, you're just recreating something that somebody else has done. And it's like, yeah, but it's something I find very, very relaxing. And I don't, you know, it's never going to hang in the Louvre. But it's something that I enjoy doing, and I don't make a lot of money off of it, if any. I just love doing it, and I think that's the same thing with a lot of these drag performers, is some of them, they're probably never going to be world famous, you know, unless you're Q, of course. But, but you know, they still go out and do it day after day, week after week, year after year, because they love doing it. I mean, I think it's important that we at least understand why someone loves doing something, even if it's not making them rich and famous. Would you agree?
Absolutely, yeah. It means something to them. It means something to a lot of us. And so we're here to support it.
Nadia, I mentioned I had a question specifically for you related to this topic, and that is, you have always had the most colorful hair. I remember the first time we met, you came to one of our comedy shows, and we had some fun with Nadia on stage in the crowd. She was sitting out there. I can't repeat the jokes that were made, but you were laughing. You were having a good time. And what I thought was so great was I came up to her afterwards and I said, I'm sorry, we kind of picked on you a little bit. And she goes, why do you think my hair's like this? I want to stand out, you know? And the reason why I bring that up is not just to let people know if you need hair tips, this is the lady to go to, but you have always, for lack of a better term, you've always let your freak flag fly. You know, as a good friend of mine once always said, that's not always a bad thing. You've always been unapologetically yourself. You dress a certain way. You do your hair a certain way. You stand out for all the right reasons. And I feel like if anybody can relate to what it's like to be a drag performer, in standing out and wearing their freak flag on their sleeve there, it's somebody who's unapologetically themselves. And can you talk a little bit about how important that is to be able to give them that spotlight to really let those flags fly on a much larger stage?
Oh, absolutely. So I deeply value the art of self-expression.
Yes.
I think that everybody should just be their authentic selves and enjoy the fullest out of life and this thing that we call the human experience, right?
Yes.
And I'll be honest, I'm actually going to circle back to what you said. This is completely toned down from how I used to dress in high school. I was a hop, skip, and a jump away from being a drag performer myself. But, you know, this is my professional
sure.
look while still maintaining the integrity of me.
Sure.
And I think that above all else, we enjoy the artistic expression. We enjoy people really sharing the experience of themselves with the people around them. But there's another really deep strength that is needed here to be able to do that, and it is to have the confidence and the ability to put yourself out there without fear of judgment. And I think that's a really incredible thing. I always gravitate towards people that have no fear of showing up as their true selves every single day.
Or, if I may, those people that maybe do have some fears, but they don't let it stop them.
Oh, absolutely. And that's just the exact thing as well. You know, you talked about the production of art, and you like physical media. You like to paint and create visual art assets. But that doesn't mean that we're all going to end up being famous artists.
True.
And I think that when people are able to explore and dive into those interests and have ownership over these things that they're passionate and excited about, that really just becomes a magical characteristic and quality of that person, whether they wear it on their sleeve or whether it's a hidden talent that they just enjoy for themselves, regardless.
My favorite thing in the world, so when I was 5 years old, I went to the Lyon County Demo Derby with my family, and I saw a gentleman walk past me that had the coolest spray paint on his arm, and it was like a dragon with clouds and stuff like that. Now, again, I'm 5 years old, so tattoos were spray painted or face paint. I didn't know what a tattoo was, and I told my mom, I said, I want that. Can we go get that? And my mom said, nah, probably not for another, like, 20 years, but I always wanted a tattoo after that point, and I remember getting my first ones, and very quickly, my arms were very visibly covered with ink and things like that, and I always had to hear people say to me, do you think that's going to do you well in the future? And I said, well, you know, this is what I've always wanted, and everything I have on me represents a part of my life. It represents something important to me, and if somebody has a problem with that, I don't want to associate with those people, simply put. And it's amazing that you say, Nadia, that this is your more professional, toned-down version, because I think back to maybe 10, 15 years ago, that would not be considered professional. I wear sometimes short-sleeve shirts or no sleeves at all in the office. And again, 5, 10, 15 years ago, that would not have been acceptable because my arms are completely covered in tattoos. It's the mind state changes over time. And the reason I hit on that subject is because it seems like if we can change our opinions about me having tattoos on my arms, or you walking into the office with green hair, or anything along that, I think that goes to show that sometimes just experiencing something really can have a bigger impact than you would think. It may not change your opinion on something, but it may change the way that you react or you speak to it. And Dion, I got to imagine, you may not change the whole world with this one drag show, but changing one person's outlook on something, that's got to be a pretty big win, or at least a goal for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We just got to promote the feeling of communication and then going after it. Go get it. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs it. Put your art out there.
I also think it's interesting, and this is something I never brought up before, but when you mentioned the drag show concept, I remember we ran into each other in the grocery store earlier this week, and you had said, you know, can we talk about this? And I said, yeah, absolutely. I got in the car, and I started laughing hysterically. And I got home. I mean, I laughed the whole way home. And I got home, and I'm laughing. And my wife goes, what is so funny? I said, if you would have told me 5 years ago that a former D1 college football player would be promoting a drag show in Emporia, Kansas, I would have laughed you out of the building. And, you know, Dion, I think if we go back to perception, mm-hmm. people see athletes as somebody who would never be in the world of drag shows or art or things like that, because we were so socialized to believe that those things are separate. If you're an athlete, you're an athlete. If you're an artist, you're an artist. Those are two separate groups. You encompass all of those things. I think, in a way, you are showing that mindsets can change and conceptions can change. I mean, has that ever even played in the back of your mind at all? Or was it just, you know, me being crazy and just kind of having that thought?
I mean, it's always there, but I think I approach everything as, like, okay, do these people need help?
Sure.
Does my community need help?
Sure.
And like I said before, my community is better when the people in it are better.
Sure.
When they're heard.
Again, showing, you know, sometimes I think, again, people have a misconception of what a certain person is supposed to be like based on what they've done in their life.
Yeah.
You know, for me, speech and debate kid, I'm supposed to always be opinionated and always have an argument for something. Sometimes I just don't care.
Yeah.
Lindsay, I mean, being a poet, I think some people, and again, this is not my opinion, just want to say that because she's sitting right next to me. She's got a good, I know she can get to me, she's faster. But I think some people would think poets, you know, have a specific outlook on their standing in the world or a certain philosophy or intellectualism that causes them to look at other things differently. You know, I think that you guys break those stereotypes down by having those conversations and wanting to invite people of different mindsets in. And Lindsay, I mean, that's something I think that people don't always appreciate out of poetry is there's a certain way that you go about it, but everybody has their own way of doing it, and everybody has their own form of expression with their poetry. And just because you are a poet doesn't mean you think, act, or are a certain way. Have you ever run into anybody that expected you to be a certain way just based off of what you choose to do?
Oh, of course, of course. I was just talking with another poet about how there comes a point where you feel like you get to stop trying to prove yourself. Mm. And I think it goes with that confidence that Nadia was talking about. And it goes with the community support. You know, when the things that you do are received well, then you want to keep doing those things.
Mm.
And I think it's important for us to be the people who receive those things well and promote those things, and to also be the people promoting or creating our own art.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with any art, all we want is to communicate something. All we want is to be heard, and I think the best thing we can do is hear as well, and again try to understand everybody to the best of our ability. So of differing opinions, whatever, we just want to understand each other and the world a little better through art.
I've had people accuse me before. They say, man, you get off on a lot of tangents on these interviews. I want to be clear, all of this is connected because it's bringing me back to my original point of sometimes hearing doesn't mean you agree, and that's okay. But you should at least give somebody the respect of hearing them out. And I think this is a great opportunity to do that and offer some perspective. You know, whether I agree with it, you agree with it, that's not really my decision to make, and it's not really going to change my opinion of you. But it's just, what are you willing to give up for a few minutes to maybe gain some insight? And maybe you walk away with the same mindset you walked in with. But at that same point, at least you can say, I've been subjected to hearing this and seeing this, and I've been witness to these things, and that's how I formulate my opinion. I think that this is a great opportunity to help people formulate opinions based off of actual fact and experience. And I really commend you all for doing this. Again, the show is Drag is Art by House of Morrow, coming up December 5th at the Granada Theater, 8 p.m. is showtime. Of course, you can get early access starting around 7 p.m. with a VIP ticket, $125. Gets you early access, two drink tickets, and some exposure to the performers. And, you know, that's a good price, I think, for an opportunity to speak with these individuals and, again, gain some of that valuable insight. So if that helps it sell it in any way, I think it's a good learning experience, a cultural exchange. So look into that again. Houseofmorrow.org is where you can find tickets. We're going to take our final break here on the Talk of Emporia. When we come back, we will continue talking about Drag is Art through House of Morrow. Again, 8 p.m., the Granada Theater on December 5th. That is a Friday, in conjunction with First Friday Art Walk in downtown Emporia. So make sure you mark your calendar for that. Final segment of Talk of Emporia coming up after this quick break. Again, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event. 342-1990.
Blue season is here. Don't let it slow you down. If you're feeling under the weather, Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care is ready to help. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and weekends and holidays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. because your health matters every day. Walk in or call ahead at 620-343-7828. Fast, friendly care when you need it most. Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care. Your health, our priority.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Ohio, a jury has found police officer Connor Grubb not guilty on all counts, including two counts of murder in the 2023 fatal shooting of Takiya Young, who was pregnant. Grubb was standing in front of Young's car when she tried to drive away from police officers. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer on the verdict.
Ultimately, it came down to whether or not you believe the officer should have stood in front of that vehicle. And once you get there and you think he does have the right to do so, it's part of his procedure, whether or not they argued it was proper or improper. But if that's what the jury believed, then self-defense becomes very easy.
As the U.S. ramps up a military presence in the Caribbean and has carried out nearly two dozen strikes on alleged cartel drug smuggling vessels near Venezuela, President Trump is not signaling what he would say to Venezuela's president after hinting a conversation could happen in the not-too-distant future. President Trump today meeting with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mondani today at the White House. This is ABC News.
Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning, Tegan Trahoon joined in the KVOE studios by representatives of House of Morrow, Dion Morrow, Lindsay Garcia, Nadia Qureshi, all joining us here today as we are talking Drag is Art, the upcoming drag show, December 5th at the Emporia Granada Theater. And while we were in our break, we were taking a trip down memory lane as we were all talking about our phases through high school, as Nadia had brought up her chosen outfits and, as you put it, costumes that she would wear to school for high school. It got us all reminiscing a little bit. And, I find that funny because I told you, I'm going to show you how good I am real quick. I think it's interesting we're talking about how we were in high school because I'd mentioned at one point before we came on the air that there's an individual I did not get along with in high school. And now, you know, it's completely different. I have so much respect for the person. But it's amazing when your kids and you're young, little things can change your mind on somebody very fast. And then you grow up and you realize, oh, that really didn't matter. I don't know why I looked at this person that way. Just as, you know, the way you dressed, the way you did your hair, the way you did these things. It all seems to create a picture of a person that's not even fully developed yet. You know, I use that as a you know, a painter. You know, you can see the images when you draw it on canvas, but it's not going to look anything like it does once it's actually fully complete. And I think that that's very much a good analogy for what this show is meant to promote, as we were talking about earlier, in that, you know, you don't know how you really feel about something until you experience it, because the picture's not complete yet. You haven't actually gotten the full picture. And I think, again, Dion, if there's anything we can say to help get people in the door, I think that's the best thing we can say, is perspective is important, and you can gain a lot of perspective by attending this show.
Absolutely, and it's more about showing up and being receptive.
Yeah.
Because once you leave, like you said at the very beginning, this is not something like any, you can't really even describe it. It's nothing like you've ever experienced. And I think having that kind of background now leaving the show will help you navigate things that are happening in the world around you. And that, not only for this show, but just putting yourself in those situations to hear somebody out, I think we should practice that more, because it helps you navigate the world better.
And I think we should be clear. It's not us saying that we want to change somebody's life philosophies. That's not the case. It's just giving a little bit of perspective is never a bad thing. I mean, you may, again, walk in with the same mindset you walk out with, and that's fine. But at least you've had the experience, and I think that's very important. And speaking of the experience, Nadia, I know that in addition to everything that comes with, you know, the VIP tickets and stuff like that, you know, of course, the great show that you have lined up, the amazing performers, there's also some exclusive things that you can get at the show, including some merch. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for bringing that up. We do have the opportunity for those who are attending the event to come out and buy a t-shirt for the Drag is Art drag show presented by House of Morrow. And actually, the special thing about these shirts as well is that they were designed by one of our House of Morrow board members, who also participates in drag themselves. So we're super excited to be able to offer these shirts, make memories for the people who were able to come out and attend this event, and take something away that they'll be able to remember the experience for a really long time.
And I know this is not your typical show. I mean, this is a big undertaking for the performers, for the organizers, and you need volunteers to help with that as well. Have you guys had any good response so far in terms of volunteers for this performance?
Yes, absolutely. So we have been working with a couple of different groups around the community, as well as working with some of our friends and people that we know who are also interested in supporting drag and community expression. But we are opening applications up for additional volunteers that will be going live on the houseofmorrow.org website soon as well. So please keep an eye out. If this is something that really interests you and you want to be a supporter of drag and expression in the community of Emporia, we invite you to apply and see if we've got a good spot and can have you join us.
Fantastic. One question I haven't asked yet about this is, where will the proceeds from this be going towards? Is this all paying for the performers? Is it pay for itself? Will it be going to fund some programming for House of Morrow? How will that shape out?
Absolutely. So with this incredible evening of artistry to support House of Morrow's mission, proceeds from the Drag is Art art show will go to sustaining our programs and operations, and also set the framework for us to be able to grow and expand upon other programs that we already offer, such as Diverse Voices, Voces Diversas.
Fantastic. And as I understand, this is maybe something you guys are hoping, depending on the success of this one, turning it into an annual event. Is that right, Dion?
Absolutely. So this would be great. Shouting back out to the shirt design, that'll be designed by Dr. Casey Flint. She also owns a business here in Emporia, Heartland Hounds. She did an amazing job on the design. And what we would like to do is partner with somebody in the community to design one of our shirts every year that we can promote the art in that way as well. But yeah, something like this every year, it would help our programs, it would help our community, and it just seems like something fun to do.
I love it. I know before we came on the air, we were talking about maybe trying to do some other stuff too, and I'm telling you right now, I know a queen who is on TV right now who would be one heck of a addition to the list of activities, maybe during Halloween season. Jaharia, who is on the Dragula Titan season right now, the Boulay Brothers Dragula. I'm just saying, former duo partner here from college. She's incredible, first and foremost, just as a human being. Amazing performer. And I've said, and I'll put it out there for everybody to know on the record, if she can be brought into town to host something for Halloween, I will be right there beside her. I don't care if I'm just holding her glass or whatever it is. I'm in. I'm there. You don't even have to ask. I won't even request a fee. I just need... just need my partner back, so I'll throw that out there right now. But this is, in all, you know, all joking aside, this is such a cool idea, and I love the philosophy and the thought process behind all of it. I think a lot of times, you know, people just expect drag shows during, you know, Pride Month and things like that, as we talked about earlier. I think this is so great that you guys are promoting it year-round and showing that this is something that's far beyond just a celebration once a month every year. So I commend all of you for doing this. And again, if people want more information, you can go to the houseofmorrow.org website, get your tickets, get more information, and of course, if you want to volunteer, you mentioned Nadia, they can go to the Facebook page and things like that to find that form, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So we do have all of our information about the Drag is Art drag show located on our website at houseofmorrow.org, as well as our social media platforms. We are on Instagram, we are on Facebook, and we really hope to see you there on those channels so that way we can stay connected and keep you included on all the fun going forward.
Fantastic. Again, Drag is Art coming up December 5th at the Emporia Granada Theater, Friday. That is the first Friday of the month of December for Emporia, so it'll be in conjunction there with the First Friday Art Walk. 8 p.m. is show time. You can get early access with the $125 VIP ticket. $20 ticket's also available. It ranges there, but I'm telling you, that $125, that's going to get you a lot. Early access, 2 drink tickets, some time with the performers, and just the time of your life right there, and you're all supporting a great cause through House of Morrow. So, again, more information at houseofmorrow.org or their various social media channels. Make sure you take the time to at least check it out and see what's coming up on December 5th. That's going to wrap things up here for us on the Talk of Emporia. I want to say thank you again to all of our guests. Dion Morrow. Dion, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Absolutely. Lindsay Garcia, my friend, always so good to see you. Congratulations again on the book launch, and we can't wait to see what you do here in the near future.
Thanks, Tegan.
Absolutely. Nadia Qureshi, just always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to get to see you. Now, I need to see you at a comedy show sometime soon. We've been missing you.
Hey, let me know when.
All right, December 13th. I'll see you there.
Sounds great.
Nadia, thank you for all that you do. And I wanted to get to a little bit more about the work you've been doing behind the scenes there with social media. And I'm sorry that we weren't able to get to that. But just Dion and Lindsay throwing so much praise your way. And we know how hard you work at everything else you do. So not surprised to hear that praise. So thank you for making some time for us here today. And just thank you for spending a little bit of your Friday with me personally. I always love getting to see you. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for the wonderful discussion today. It has been an absolute pleasure.
Absolutely. That's what I get paid for. But you're welcome. No, I'm happy to have you here as always. That's going to wrap up the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning. Of course, Talk of Emporia will return Tuesday at 11:05. So make sure you tune in for that. But for now, we have our 12 o'clock block of news and information coming up here shortly, starting with our check of ABC News. And, of course, we'll have local news from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom with our own Chuck Samples. All that coming up here on KVOE, live and local.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. The KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team up next. Stay cozy this winter and save on heating bills with Heartland brand windows from the Window Company. They're 100% American-made, energy-efficient, and expertly installed for lasting comfort. Contact Howard McGathun for a free in-home estimate today.
The Window Company. Call a friend. 343-9110.
KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team now calling for a chance of showers all day today. Otherwise cloudy with a high of 57 and occasionally breezy northeast wind. Becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low of 39, setting up a dry and mild weekend. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 60, Sunday, sunshine with a high of 62. Maybe some showers Sunday night through Monday, and maybe a thunderstorm Monday as well. That's your forecast on KVOE, live and local.
A Chase County Country Christmas is back with a weekend full of events November 28th and 29th. It all starts Friday at 6 p.m. with the Kids Night Before Christmas out. Saturday kicks off with the Arts and Crafts Fair. Events at the old school include silent auctions, music, and food. Come to the courthouse for guided tours, Cowboy Santa, and his reindeer. The day concludes with the lighting of the historic courthouse and holiday parade at 6 p.m. Be a part of the Chase County Country Christmas November 28th and 29th.
Be a part of the Southwick House Turkey Day Dash Thanksgiving morning. This family 5K fun run launches at 7:30 a.m. from Gravel City Roasters and will take you through downtown and the Emporia State Campus on Thanksgiving Day. Costumes are encouraged and participants will be entered into a drawing for door prizes. Register online at southwickhouse.org. Proceeds will go to complete the building of a new transitional housing facility for women and families. Don't miss the Southwick House Turkey Day Dash Thanksgiving morning.
My youngest daughter, when God made her, he had a little twisted mind left over.
This is Focus on the Family Minute with Ken Davis.
I come into the house. She's got a 20-pound test fishing line tied around her tooth. The other end is tied to a doorknob. I've never seen this before. She's going, bong, bong. I can hear this thing. I can hear the strings almost breaking. Bong, her hair's flying. Little bits of spit flying all over the place. I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm pulling my tooth. I said, come here. I felt her teeth. I said, it's not loose. She said, it will be. I said, quit it. She said, leave me alone. I need money.
More laughter from comedian Ken Davis at FamilyMinute.org.
And now the Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home of Emporia presents this broadcast as a service to the neighborly people of this community who would join in paying tribute to their fellow man.
Take a moment to consider some important questions. Have you ever thought about what you would do when a loved one passes away?